Thanks very much. It's all, like I said, the ties are well and truly out of the pram now, bye. Yeah, yeah.
So tell us all about, nobody knows much about it. You wrote the book along with Lisa Tierney Keogh. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, it actually all goes back to, there's two producers who've, and, you know, both of them have been working on The Late Late Show and The Tie Show for a good number of years now, Jane Murphy and Catherine Drone. And Catherine Drone's actually from Waterford as well.
Oh.
Her parents are from Ferrybank, and she grew up in Viewmount, if I'm right, you know. So there's another Daisha connection there. And they came up with this idea, this is maybe 3-4 years ago, about like doing a musical that kind of celebrated the spirit of Tie Show and stuff like that, you know.
Mm.
And they came up with the basic storyline, and then Lisa Tierney Keogh came on and she started working it with them and working it up and then I came on and I started working a bit as well, because I've been doing a bit of writing the past few years, you know.
Mm.
So I've been working on the current drafts of the script with the producers and with the director and everything. And of course, as well as that, I'm in it too. Like, that's I'm caught rotten in
your
every
dad.
Way, shape or form. Yeah.
That's gonna ask, is Catherine, I think I'm right in saying, is Tom Drone's sister, Tom in the Cove on the Dunmore Road.
Right. It could be, yeah.
Yeah, she's produced the Late Late Toy Show before. Yeah, that I knew when you said that name, it rang a bell with me. So when did you find this out that you're in it? Is it a little while ago, or are you keeping it quiet?
Yeah, it's a while ago now. Well, they approached me. This is, back before, around the time of my concert, actually, funny enough, in the Theatre Isle. And I got an email saying, you know, we'd be interested in talking to you about Tie Show the Musical. And I looked, Tie Show the Musical, what the hell's going on here? But as I found out a bit more about it, I became more and more intrigued as such. And then I started getting involved, and I did a workshop. They were doing a workshop there. Mm-hmm. So I went and I got involved with that.
Oh, dear.
Stuff. And I the thing is kind of, when I was reading it, I was going, God, I love the Tie Show. Like, you know what I mean? We all love the Tie Show and growing up, and it's such an Irish
tradition.
You know, a real Irish kind of institution.
Yeah.
And this musical kind of celebrating it, it interested me. And of course, RTE are behind it themselves. So I was really kind of, I thought, why not? Let's give this a go, you know.
And this will be in the convention centre, is that right?
That's right, God, yeah. They're turning the convention centre into a theatre. So it's like about 2,000 seats.
Formerly known as the Dáil.
Like, that's... Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, that's where they were during COVID.
Were,
awesome.
Yeah.
And so there you are. I finally make it to the Dáil Éireann, and where it used to be anyway. And I come in and dirty it up a bit, like, let's put it that way.
Good man. So tickets are on sale from Ticketsalve and also online rte.ie, Toy Show the Musical, for information. You're also, that's great. And when does that kick off? December 10th, is that right?
God, we open on the 10th of December.
Yeah.
Tie Show opens on the 10th of December, and we start rehearsals now at the end of October. Yeah, we've 6 weeks rehearsals, but that, you kind of go, wow, 6 weeks. But you also kind of go, there's 36 kids in it as well. There's three teams of 12 kids.
Really?
So 6 weeks suddenly isn't a lot, you know, but we'll do it. We'll get there, and we'll have crack doing it, you know.
I'm sure you will. You'll be a great dad altogether. On a more serious note, you're doing, as they say, the Scottish play in the Theatre Royal.
That's right. Yeah, next week we open Macbeth at the Theatre Isle. We were just saying before going on air, but like, oh, you can't say Macbeth. But this is my third time doing this play, and I've been around theatres. I did it with the Royal Shakespeare Company about 10 years ago.
Did you?
And sure, we're walking around saying Macbeth all over the theatre. And funny enough, the guy who played Macbeth got knocked down during the run, so maybe it is bad luck, I don't know, you know. Yeah,
so how long will that run, Jamie? That's for schools as well, isn't it?
That's right. Well, you know, primarily it's for schools, to be honest. Like, it's a thing that I've been very interested in over the past few years, kind of looking at, you know, getting Shakespeare out to schools. I think that's very important, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So and you know, near as much as possible to a full length production of whatever's on for the Leaving Cert. And so, so getting schools to see that. So next week, there's four performances for schools. They are jammers. They are absolutely sold out. The schools nearly took the hand and all off us, which is great. And then there's one public performance on Friday night, which is the 14th at 8 p.m. And that's on sale. There's still tickets for that, all right. But they're going, you know, fairly well, all right. And there's some nice people in it. Like, there's myself in it, but Mick Quinlan is over from London. Anne O'Riordan's in it. Andrew Holden, Joe Maher. You know, a great bunch of local talent and that. And I'm having good fun with my friends and doing a bit of Shakespeare and that, because I love it. I've loved it for years, you know.
I didn't know you'd done it a couple of times. So that's on next week. Yeah. And then Jamie's off to Dublin then for the RTE Toy Show, the musical. There's been a lot of buzz about this. Yeah. So the very best of luck with that too.
Thanks, bye. Yeah, good cool crack. You know, you never know what the job throws up at you, and this is something I wouldn't have expected at all ever. But I said I'll give it a go. Why not?
I'm sure it'll be great. Jamie Beamish, thanks a million. Well done, lad.
Thanks, Jeff. Nice one, buddy.
Fair play.